And we have Alan Frank. Hey, Alan, journalist.
Hi, Judith.
Extraordinaire, Alan Dodds Frank. What are you doing these days? You're still writing for the Daily Beast?
I'm still writing for the Daily Beast and for Minionville, which is a financial website about Bernie Madoff. When one gets sick of it, the other likes to keep going.
Oh, you're too funny. All right, so who's your person of the year?
Well, we're talking about fairy tales, right?
That's what they're talking about.
Well, let's stick with the idea that trickle-down economics works. That's a fairy tale. and the idea that that has been gaining ascendancy, which just astonishes me, namely that if we let the rich people get even richer, then the rest of us will be better off. When in fact they're arguing for, you know, lower pay for everybody, less health care, etc. So my nominees are a set of brothers, I think. They're pronounced, it's spelled Koch, K-O-C-H, but it's actually pronounced Koch. David and Charles Koch, billionaires who were originally from Kansas, who have owned the second biggest private company, and have been behind the funding, the rapid rise in funding of many conservative libertarian-like causes. They say they don't have anything directly to do with the Tea Party, but there have been lots of reports that they are very close to people who are funding the Tea Party and running the Tea Party. So I think this shift in thinking in the country, in the rise of Sarah Palin and all these candidates across the country, probably makes them my candidates, although the Supreme Court conservative majority, which helped enable this, is also a dark horse.
Amazing. You know, I knew you'd come up with something original. Always original. Alan Dodds Frank, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.